I'll do a little bit of Leibniz Benda, Zatza, Zechat Tzadik.
You were in 1936.
Right, under very Stalin, difficult situation.
Under Stalin.
Right.
In Ukraine.
In Ukraine.
And this, everything had to be in underground secret because it was really, really bad.
In Russia? Or
in Ukraine, yeah, it was Russia, yeah.
Russia controlled Ukraine at the time.
And who was there taking care of the Yidden in Uma? Rav Levi Yitzchak Bendel, and his friend of Eliyahu Chaim Ruzin, Zichron Levracha. Yeah, that he, they were both in charge of keeping up the Torah in Uma.
So they had schools, they had minions.
Everything.
Had
and
underground.
And to find money solutions for all the families which are keeping the Torah mitzvah. So Eliyahu Chaim Ruzin, who was one of the most important people in Uman, in Breslev, and at the end of his life also in Eretz Yisrael, he was there. He was born in Poland, in a city called Kamarava, or something like that, Kamarava, whatever, in the area of Lomze, very Litvish. His father was a Clemens Kalman, and his mother was Chana Rivke. When he was a kid, he was 5 years old, his father died. And since his father died, there was no panasa, he was always poor. But his mother did everything that their kids will grow up knowing Torah and everything. When he was 12 already, his mother sent him to Lomze to go learn yeshiva. In those days, they went to yeshiva young. And everyone found out that he's a mash, he's a tzaddik, he used his brilliant brain. He was a genius. Very clever person. He's a brilliant brain for the Torah, and every second of his life, and shortly after he came, as a young boy, 13 years old, was known as the biggest masmid in yeshiva and everything.
In English, the
Ilui. The Ilui, not in English.
That's Hebrew?
Hebrew.
Oh, yeah?
Ilui, from the word up. And in Lomze, he learned for 4 years until 1914. You know what happened then?
World War I.
Very good. And the yeshiva closed down like all the other yeshivas in the area, and all the yeshiva bachur scattered. This is before Breslev, before he became Breslev. So he went with his family to a little town called Ruzhan, and that's where they spent Pesach of 1915. How many years ago is it? 100 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Afterwards, he went to Uman with a few friends that became Breslev. Here, this is our Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim says about himself, about how he got close to Breslev. He says, I always loved books, and I always spent a lot of money buying books. Right? He used to teach Bachurim, because he was a genius, he used to teach younger boys. I know someone does that. And with that money, he used to buy books. As I was looking at books, one of the books that came to my hand was one of the books of Rav Enu. I looked at it. I caught
it. Which book?
He just says that one of the main things that he liked in Rav Enu's books was that Rav Enu was very makpid on keeping the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, this is what I want, serving Hashem with keeping the Shulchan Aruch. Then slowly, what? I don't know which book. And slowly he got close to Breslev until his last day was the Breslev of Chassid.
What's his name again?
Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim Ruzin. He built the shul.
Levi?
Ruzin. Eliyahu Chaim?
Ruzin.
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 Yeah. No, Rosen.
Rosen.
Rosen they call him?
Rosen.
Because with the U that year. You met him?
You mean the Breslev shul here?
I just realized his name
is a block away.
All the time. The big one is Meir Shamir.
Yeah.
Between him and the two of them built this show together, basically. I am Rosen. So he was a teenager when he became Breslev.
Yeah. The last part of his life, he lived in Odessa and he built a Breslev show. He did a lot of good. So they were very good friends in Uman, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak and Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim. Yeah. Many, many years they were sitting together. And same night that they caught Rabbi Yochai and the communists, put him in jail, they also caught Rabbi Yitzchak. He was trying to get out of Russia, but they caught him to be trying to get a certificate to leave. But at the end, he found himself in jail, him and Rabbi Yitzchak. They knew exactly why they were put in jail, because they were keeping Torah running and they were doing all kinds of Jewish illegal organizations underground. And also, they gave tzedakah, they put a lot of money for tzedakah. It's a big avela in Russia. You know, Kitsu, and they knew that without them, the Hamash didn't know what to do. Without them, who's going to support?
How did they get out? How did they get out?
That's a long story. One of the ways, once they had a chance for a lot of money, they from outside Russia into Russia, I don't know exactly what they did. What did they do? They had a Russian book. It was a book like a box book. They opened it and they had a book inside. And the cover said about communism and everything. It was hollow inside. And he put the money in there. And when they saw it, he didn't open it. Oh, he's a good communist. So, it said it will stop here today.